Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Colorado Ramblers girls basketball as well as softball, Pat Bolin. Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Just passed another milestone in your long, illustrious high school coaching career, 700 wins in high school basketball, I should say. First and foremost, congratulations. And I guess, you know, how does it feel looking back on over 1,000 games coached and you finally get to win number 700?
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on. It's a great honor, quite honestly. I did a lot of reflecting upon my career over the last several days and heard from a lot of former players and even people I coached against years ago and current coaches, and just a lot of nice outreach by a lot of people, and just makes you feel good and, like I say, very grateful and reflective.
How has the year been? I mean, this is your second milestone that you've reached in the calendar year. When you go back to softball, you became the state's winningest softball coach. You know, I'm sure you've done a lot of reflecting, and what sort of stood out to you most over the time that you've reflected in this last year?
Well, mostly just gratitude, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm, first of all, grateful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grateful for my family. My wife, Lori, has been incredibly supportive throughout, my six children. It starts there. You got to have a supportive family. To me, you got to have a faith life to keep going and deal with all the ups and downs of life and of coaching as well. And then, you know, our players that I've coached throughout the year and their parents and family have just been terrific. I really, Jake, have been blessed by what a lot of coaches don't have these days, quite honestly, is great support from my parents and my players. And we've established a culture at Cotter in basketball of this is how we're going to play. We're going to play hard. We're going to play full court. And we're going to work in the off season, and we're going to give it our best. And it works. And it's not easy to get started, but I really feel once you get started, the players kind of then carry their program forward.
Mm-hmm. I think I asked you this earlier in the spring when we spoke about softball, but did you ever imagine that you'd be doing this as long as you did? And did you ever imagine that you'd be reaching these milestones like you have both in softball and in basketball now?
No, quite honestly, when you start coaching, this is not even in your mindset at all, quite honestly. But I always loved to coach. I mean, I used to play at the Parkway Little League as a player, and you could first be a T-ball coach at age 12. And I signed up that day, basically. I wanted to be coaching T-ball, even though I was still playing myself. And then as I progressed in baseball, primarily, I would continue to coach. I was playing Legion baseball, and I was coaching a Little League team. And then shortly after that, I was both the Legion and VFW baseball coach. So coaching is in my blood. My dad was my baseball coach. I had a very influential basketball coach named Mr. Keenan. And those two, more than anyone, really, I think, gave me the roadmap on how to coach. But I've loved coaching from the beginning. It's funny because when my daughter Gabby graduated in 2017, a lot of people thought that was going to be my last year as well. And I don't know where they got that from. When I first started coaching, I didn't have children, and I loved coaching my kids. I got a chance to coach them all in softball and basketball. Then I got a chance to coach my son, Patrick, in football. Now, that was one of the greatest joys of my life. But, I love coaching all the kids that I have. And so I've just kept on, and I truthfully would love to keep going for as long as my health allows.
So I guess that was my next question. You know, how long do you wish you can do this? How long do you hope you can do this moving forward here, Coach?
Well, I love it right now. And like I say, my health is good and I feel as much energy as ever. I do joke with my current players that they get the grandfather version of me. I soon have 10 grandchildren and I'm definitely mellower. But if anyone had been at our game on Saturday, they would probably say that I still got a lot of fire in the belly. And I am a competitive person. I always want the best for my players. I want them to play their best. And I always am trying to draw out their best. And I know that there's a better game ahead for them. No one's ever going to play a perfect game, but you're always kind of chasing that elusive perfect game. And I just want all my players to be the best player they can be, but more importantly, quite honestly, to be the best person they can be. And I think athletics is an incredible vehicle for bringing out the best in people and quite honestly, teaching life lessons that they'll use when they're 40, 50, 60 years old.
Speaking with head coach for Cotter Ramblers girls basketball, Pat Boland, just surpassed win number 700 coaching basketball. What has drawn you so much to coaching in your life? And from a young age, you say that you've always been drawn to it, but I'm sure that's changed over your life, you know, what you've enjoyed most about coaching. But what is it that you love so much about it, Coach?
Well, interesting enough, you know, I grew up in a very athletic family. In an athletic neighborhood. We actually grew up in a cul-de-sac, and we played everything, you know, touch football, boot hockey, basketball, you name it. We had a playground a block away. We'd hit balls for hours. You know, I grew up in a much different environment than today's kids do. There were no distractions. There were three TV stations. I mean, we just played ball all the time, and I loved it. My dad would come home from work, and he'd play catch with me. And, you know, it just started that athletic was so important to our family. And then, like I say, when I got my chance to coach, it was really a dream come true. I wanted to coach, and for many years I coached football as well. So I coached in the summer. I coached my kids a lot of times in the summer, so I couldn't get enough of it. And as I say all of this, I just am so grateful for my wife, Lori, who allowed me to do all of this. There was a time that I even said to her that maybe it's time for me to give up one of the sports, and she told me no. She said the kids love having you as a coach, and you're good at it. Keep going. So that was pretty brave by her, quite honestly, because at the time we had six kids, and they were all active in sports. And so she deserves a lot of credit for this as well. But honestly, I tell people this often, that if you watch my teams play in the 1980s at St. Bernard's and saw them play today at Cotter, you wouldn't see a lot of difference. I mean, we're pretty much playing the same style, and just I take great pride in trying to outwork our opponents, and my teams have really embodied that, I think, over the years, and I couldn't be prouder of the teams we put on the court.
A lot of games you've coached, Pat, and a lot of wins that you've had. Is there one win in particular that sticks out to you?
Oh, that is a really good question. You know, in basketball, we did go to state. I've gone to state three times, but the win that really sticks out to me is we beat Rochester Lourdes in 2006. They had a 47-game winning streak against Cotter, and we beat them on our home court, and I can literally close my eyes and see that scene at the end. My daughter Devin was the point guard and dribbled out the last 15 seconds of the game, and it was an incredible feeling of elation and joy. I remember that one. And softball is a little bit harder. I've been honored to coach 16 state championship teams. I will say the one that rings in my brain right now, real recently, is in 2019. We'd had kind of a drought of going to the state tournament, and led by Isabel Northrup, we found a way. We beat Rochester Lourdes by one run to go to state, and that one felt awfully good.
It's always Rochester Lourdes, isn't it, here, Coach?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Lourdes not the strongest softball program, although they did win a state title recently, but historically it was normally Zumbrota Mazeppa, but that year Lourdes had a good team and actually won the state title the next year. So, yeah, Lourdes is definitely in Caledonia. I didn't mention them, but they've certainly been a big rival for us, particularly in basketball over the years. So, and I love those rivalries. It makes it fun.
Mm-hmm. So now that you've surpassed this milestone, you can focus on this season. While I have you, I got to ask about the early on. We've spoken already once about the team that you currently have, but that was before you were dealt that really tough loss to an unbelievable side in Providence Academy. So after that loss, and you bounce back with the win with Fillmore Central, you know, what was the message after the big loss, and what's the message moving forward after having that litmus test to where you guys sort of fell short, but still a lot of basketball left this season?
Yeah, truth of the matter is we played very poorly against Providence Academy. They're certainly the best AA team and maybe the best team in the state. We learned a lot from that game, and I told the girls before our game on Tuesday, we are now on the redemption tour. Maybe a lot of people will write us off after that. But it's just one game. I learned a lot as a coach, quite honestly, of things that we need to do better. And I've even changed our practice structure some because of it. But we're on our redemption tour, and you haven't heard the last of Cotter girls basketball.
Love to hear it, Coach. 40 years later, you're still learning stuff. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and one thing I recently said, Jake, in the Rochester paper interview was, and I would say this to any young coach, and it's really hard, but stop yelling at the officials, stop worrying about the officials, and just focus on your basketball team. you will go home a happier human being, and honestly, your team will be better as well.
That's great advice. I think that's great advice for everyone, past coaches as well, to stop yelling at the officials. That's head coach for Cotter Girls Basketball, Pat Bolin. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you for the time. Good luck this weekend with your games, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Jake.